Hey, motherfuckers.
Ava. Ave. Satan.
Radio, so fuck you.
Vade Lilith. Vade Retro Pun. Deus Maledictus Est. Gloria Tibi. Domine Lucifere. Per omnia sacula saculorum. Do what thou wilt. Shall be the whole of the law. Reggae Satana.
Hail Satan!
Ave Satanas!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Reggae Satana!
Hail Satan!
Ave Satana!
Hail Satan!
Ave Satanas!
Hail Satan!
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 Beelzebub!
Beelzebub!
Leviathan!
Leviathan!
Asmodeus!
Asmodeus!
Abaddon!
Abaddon! Hail Satan!
Save us, Lord Satan, from the treacherous and the violent. Oh, Satan, spirit of the earth, God of liberty, open wide the gates of hell and come forth from the abyss by these names. Satan!
Satan!
Beelzebub!
Beelzebub!
Leviathan!
Leviathan!
Asmodeus!
Asmodeus!
Abaddon!
Abaddon!
Do what thou wilt. Shall be the whole of the law. Reggae Satanas!
Hail Satan!
Ave Satanas!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Us against trespass, those forgive we as trespasses are us forgive, and bread daily our day this us give. Heaven in is it as earth on. Done be will thy. Come kingdom thy. Name thy be hallowed. Heaven in our who, Father our.
Yeah, so you like that? Oh, I got a nice echo, echo, echo. Yeah. Putting together some cool promos for the upcoming Radio Free Satan anniversary bash that we're going to hold out in Los Angeles this year, June 5th. That's right, June 5th, kicking into the 666 holiday, the greatest, evilest holiday known to, well, I guess known to 100 years. But we're going to be out there hanging out with our good friend Brian from Arkham Studios and the whole Church of Satan high mass that's going on 666 of this year. And we're going to bring in the holiday. We're going to be the first to celebrate the 666 holiday. We, who's we? Radio Free Satan, that's who's we. And so I'm feeling extra, you know, satanic. And I usually don't use that word. It's even hard to come out of my mouth. But it's getting closer to the date. It's getting sort of fun. I feel like it's Halloween. And I don't, you know, I mean, this is going to be a good time. It really reminds me why I like dealing with Anton LaVey and why I really enjoyed working with Radio Free Satan when I started working with Radio Free Satan, and why I enjoy even more owning the station. And I really dig the you know, the radio part's really cool. I've always wanted to be in radio, and I love free stuff. But the word Satan is the cool part. Growing up a metalhead, you know, there's no higher honor as, you know, metalhead extraordinaire than to go hang out with Anton LaVey. And when I got to do that, let me tell you, you know, the metalhead's dream. I don't know if it can get any better for the metalhead inside me. For the person I am, it can definitely get better. Let me grab my what I'm told is called a highball. Jay Nothing, the worst show on Radio Free Satan. But Jay Nothing, oh, I hate the fucking songs this guy plays. But I guess that's what Radio Free Satan's all about. Being able to, you know, download what you want, hate DJs and not download them or download them. But Jay Nothing told me that this ginger ale and whiskey is a highball. And I got to hang out with Matt Paradise, and I saw him drinking ginger ale and whiskey. And I'm like, I really don't like people who mix their whiskey. I like doing shots of whiskey, and then I'll sip a little Coke afterwards. But mixing a good whiskey, man, you fuck it up. But I got to say, let me... this is a nice drink, you know, so, and, you know, I was close to doubting Matt Paradise before I checked it out, but I've now that I've had one or two, I really like it. It's a good drink, Matt, you highball drinking motherfucker. Anyway, back to the show. Yeah, we're going to be out in LA on Monday, June 5th, and we're going to be at Zen Sushi. So all you LA blockheads, don't show up. But anyone that's really cool and down with Radio Free Satan and down with the Church of Satan and down with the whole having a good time on the 666 holiday and making it like a, you know, just like a New Year's, we're calling it Satan's 666 Rockin' Eve, because we're bringing, you know, we have the 666 Eve, and so we're bringing it in. We're hoping to have a Dick, you know, Dick Clark might show up in Devil Horns. You never know. We're working on getting some balls to drop. Not just a ball, but balls. If we're going to have a ball drop, well, what kind of crippled mutant has one ball? We're going to have balls dropping, okay? But we're really working on this really spectacular bash. We're going to have a, you know, and the 6th is Radio Free Satan's 6th birthday. Yes, that's right. It's been around for 6 years. 5 of those years were Rich and Honey years. And we almost consider those the salad years, because now we got some meat. Radio Free Satan's moving and moving quick. And they laid the groundwork, but we're building the fucking empire. And Radio Free Satan's really moving. We're doing about 10,000 listeners a week. That's good for internet radio. I mean, our bandwidth is really, you know, we need to start charging. We're going to have to start having advertisers, and we're selling T-shirts on the website. As you can see, I'm having a manic day. It's 10 a.m. I'm drinking highballs, eating potato chips, getting ready to go to bed, actually. And I'm just so excited about this trip out to L.A. I can't tell you. We have Matt Zane and Society One. They're going to be playing. We have, we have so many good things coming up. I have this buddy of mine. He's like a satanic comic. He's coming by to be MC. We have some heavy metal burlesque show happening. We have a suspension act where they like pierce themselves with meat hooks and shit like that and hang. And they're into the entertainment and spiritual side of things, so it should be fun. We have everything but fire. After, you know, Great White really fucked up fire in clubs. There's no more fire. You can't do, you can barely light a lighter in a club anymore because of fucking Great White. We have a really good, really good thing. We're putting out a six, when I said I'm jumping all over the place, I'm manic and I'm drinking, so fucking rewind, podcast it and rewind. The Radio Free Satan birthday, we're putting out a compilation CD, and we've got some really, just really great bands coming on there. I guess some really not so great bands, but that's what it's all about, right? Personal, in the ear of the ear holder. So, the sixth anniversary CD, I think, will be phenomenal, though. It's really shaping up to be a really cool thing. Amy's putting that together. And, you know, you might hear this in the next couple of weeks. And if you're a band and you're listening to Radio Free Satan and listening to Three Ring Radio, which is what you're listening to now, you should get to the Radio Free Satan website, contact Matt Paradise, or look for the Whore of Horror, Amy. That's my wife. Yeah, get on that CD if you can. Work on it. Work on getting on our station. You're a fool if you don't. You know, we're selling CDs. We've got some new sponsors. We've got some advertisers coming up. You know, I think I should play a song and try to get back on track. But, you know, in this satanic world of ours, or I guess not of ours, but of mine, there's nothing like making a new friend. I don't have a lot of friends because I really just have a great disdain for people. And, you know, it's nice. This gentleman, Brian, from Arkham Studios, he does these little, he does like this idol, these little idols, like collector dolls, I think, you know, like a little doll. He makes little sculptures of dolls, like H.P. Lovecraft dolls and Crowley dolls and stuff like that. And he's really joined up with the Evil Now family, I think. He's really down with what we do, you know, it seems like. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited to have him as my new pal. He's a good guy. He's a great guy. And I think this next song I'm going to play for you, Brian. Can't wait to see you when I get out to L.A., pal.
Imagine yourself heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side. 1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine yourself countries. It isn't hard to do that. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side.
peace.
Oh yeah, that was something. George Bush singing John Lennon, huh? That was very clever editing tricks. I forget the gentleman's name who made that. I think he went by X or something. It was really cool. Yeah, so I was talking about the Radio Free Satan, sixth. All right. Matt Paradise, the highballs are getting to me. But this is the sixth anniversary of Radio Free Satan coming up on June 6th, 2006. And we're going to kick it off in L.A. On Monday, June 5th, we're having a party at Zen Sushi in Los Angeles. And that'll start about 8 p.m. We're going to bring some of the serial killer art and some of the stuff we do with the True Crime Warped Minds traveling serial killer art show. I know Jack Malibranch, I think that's how you say his name. I'm commissioning 10 brand new serial killer paintings that no one's seen until June 5th at Zen Sushi in Los Angeles. And I'll bring some serial killer artwork out there and show a real quick film. And then we'll get into some burlesque. And I've got a tribute band playing. These are some surprises we're going to announce on Radio Free Satan in the next week. And so you have to tune in to the radio station. You have to tune in to the website. Oh, and we have a new profile on MySpace. Not a new one, but we have one for Radio Free Satan. Not a group, but Radio Free Satan has its own profile. Technology's gone so far that our website just does what it wants. And one morning I woke up and it had made its own profile on MySpace. It's really freaky, kids. But really, your computer can just go out there and make its own website if you talk to it and caress its hull the right way. You too can have a profile on MySpace. And Radio Free Satan does now. You can probably find that link on RadioFreeSatan.com in the next couple of days. Go to the links section and check that out. Join it. Live it. Love it. Learn it. I'm going to be offering up a special deal on there too in the next couple of days where if you put Radio Free Satan in your top 8 on MySpace and you promote our June 5th show kicking off the 666 celebrations, 24 hours of 666, starting with the Radio Free Satan party at Zen Sushi and ending with the Church of Satan's historic first ever public high mass, then you will get a free t-shirt. You will, of course, get the free 6th anniversary Radio Free Satan commemorative CD that we're putting out. And those are free CDs, by the way. You can't even buy them. Well, you could probably buy them from one of the bands that's on there. But you can't buy them from Radio Free Satan. We're giving them away free. So just email Matt or email me or email any of the DJs and start begging for those CDs. Come on. Come on. Is this thing on? Hello? Hello? Yeah. Get out there and start emailing for the fucking CDs. But if you want a free t-shirt and some stickers and some buttons and all this cool stuff, we'll mail you that. If you put us in your top 8 for 60 days, you know, starting when you hear this, until sometime after June 6th, and you help us pass along some of our bulletins and, you know, you help propagate MySpace. Let's fill MySpace in the next 60 days with all Satan all day. You know, Radio Free Satan, the Church of Satan stuff. Just start spreading those bulletins. You know, if someone's a, you know, a decent person and they're affiliated, they're down with Radio Free Satan and the Church of Satan, pass along those bulletins, kids. I mean, this, you know, let's start networking here. Let's use that site for what it's meant for. That's getting the word out. And Radio Free Satan wants you. We want you to spread the word about our June 5th party in Los Angeles. I have a gentleman flying in from the UK for it. There's some folks flying in from Asia for this event. This is not just some rock show. Trust me, it's not. You know, I mean, it may sound, I'm not announcing bands yet necessarily. I guess I announced Matt Zane. We've got him down. We've got another local band that Matt likes to play with. I think their name is Krell. And you'll see links to all these bands on RadioFreeSatan.com in the next week. And it's, let me see what the date is here. I'm on the highball, you know, ginger ale and whiskey. April 9th. So it's Sunday, April 9th. And in the next week, you will see links. You will see all the information and then some on RadioFreeSatan.com about our June 5th Radio Free Satan 6th anniversary party, kicking off 24 hours of celebrating the 666 date, the historic Church of Satan's first high mass. And I'm really getting stoked about this stuff. Anyone who's a regular listener to Three Ring Radio knows that I don't barely even utter the word Satan. And I don't like the word Satanism necessarily, or satanic. And it's not because I don't like it. It's because I'm on Radio Free Satan. And I just want to irritate you fuckers. But deep down in my twisted little heart, when I'm at home, I really enjoy being affiliated and associating. I mean, like I said earlier, it's a metalhead's dream to have met Anton LaVey. And I mean, I had a media person ask me recently about the event that we're doing out there. And he said, man, your event, he goes, Shane, your Radio Free Satan event sounds really crazy. Well, you know, do you think, what do you think about Satan rising out of the sewer or something, breaking open in L.A. and just Armageddon starting? And I said, well, Armageddon would be cool. It would be cool to have like that front row seat being right in L.A. and just watching the shit hit the fan. But I said, our party is more, you know, what we're going to do, if our powers at Radio Free Satan might be limited. What I think will happen when our party hits and breaks loose and midnight, Matt Zane's going to be on stage bringing in the 666 holiday, and we're all going to raise a glass. And I think the worst that's going to happen, or the best that's going to happen, I should say, is Randy Rhoads, Ozzy's old guitarist, is going to rise out of the earth and play a guitar solo that's just going to shatter windows and buildings are going to fall. It'll be historic, okay? I mean, we are Radio Free Satan, but I don't know if we can raise Satan. I think we can raise Randy Rhoads, though. And that's what I'm promising. I'm promising to you, the listener, if you show up in L.A. June 5th at Zen Sushi at right around midnight, Randy Rhoads will show up. He will play a guitar solo that will be the end of all guitar solos. I mean, buildings will collapse. It will be almost like 9/11. We will survive. But anything around there is just going to be obliterated. I'm not sure if he'll have his head. You know, he was decapitated, and I'm not sure if we can do that. Maybe he'll have it hanging off a keychain or something. You never know. But, and I did say, I think, let me have another drink here. Okay. I did say we have a CD coming out. We're going to have posters for the event. So if anyone wants a poster, a collector's poster, for this whole satanic, the 24 hours of 666, Satan 666 Rockin' Eve, where the balls drop. If you want a poster, email us at Radio Free Satan before the event, and I'll make sure to put one away for you. Okay? But if you're not in LA, we're going to try to broadcast that over the internet. I can't promise anything because I'm not in control of the technical end of things. But may Chris X is departed, Radio Free Satan. We're hoping, that's the other thing we're hoping, on the midnight, on Monday the 5th, when it turns to Tuesday 666, we're hoping to also not only raise Randy Rhoads, but we're hoping to raise Chris X and get him back on Radio Free Satan. Yeah, that would be nice, because we miss his show here. Chris X, if you're listening, we really miss you. Well, your show. But you're cool to hang out with. You are a cool dude. Well, who am I to judge, right? You know, cool for me. What does that mean? Nothing. June 5th, Monday, June 5th. Zen Sushi. Los Angeles. We have two stages. Two and a half stages. All will be filled with entertainment, burlesque, comedy, metal, punk rock. Really good time. We've got a really good time shaping up. We've almost sold 100 tickets before we've even announced any bands. I'm giving you some exclusives. We're working on some really cool stuff. I almost want to tell you, but I'm not. Matt Zane's good enough to come out and see. I should probably play something. I'm going to play a song and take a break. Who else, you know, I'm talking like this. It's because I'm drinking. I could talk straight, but, you know, I mean, I can just talk for 1 hour straight. But I think you want a break, and I need a break. I need to get a drink, this drink, before all the ice melts and it just becomes shit. So let me enjoy this song. Yeah. 666. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Metalhead's dream. What do you guys expect? I'm stoked. I really am. You know, for the next 8 weeks, up until that date, you're going to hear the most Satan stuff you ever heard on Three Ring Radio. And then you'll never hear it again. Why? Because I'm on Radio Free Satan. You go somewhere else for that shit. But I'm down. Believe me, I am down. And I'm loving this. And it's really cool. You know, I'm dreaming of a female Iron Maiden tribute band playing at our gig. You never know if that'll happen. I'm just going to play another cool, you know, Slipknot. Yeah. And that was, last song was 6 Feet Under. But, you know, Satan, all right? As Chris X used to say, since he's not on the station anymore, horns up, all right?
Save us, Lord Satan, from the treacherous and the violence. Oh, Satan, spirit of the earth, God of liberty, open wide the gates of hell and come forth from the abyss by these names. Satan!
Satan!
Beelzebub!
Beelzebub!
Leviathan!
Leviathan!
Asmodeus!
Asmodeus!
Abaddon!
Abaddon!
I'm a boss, I'm Fred, and I'm not dead yet. Got a super dread man with a name to draw again. Like a deadbeat winner, I wanna be a sinner. And not a life by for the industry killer. I'm killing this man that you don't understand. I'm a super in my body and I'm guaranteed to fucking snap. It's suicidic, it's pornoholic. Breakdowns, obscenities, it's all I wanna be. If you're 5'5", then I'm 6'6".
Hell! Satan!
If you're 5'5", I'm 6'6".
Hell! Satan!
If you're 5'5", I'm
6'6".
What's it like to be a heretic if you're 5'5"? I'm
6'6".
What's it like to be a heretic? Everybody's so infatuated. Everybody's so completely sure of what we are. Everybody down from me, from miles away, from face to face. I haven't got a thing to say. I bleed for this and I bleed for you. Sure, you look at my face like I'm somebody new. Joy, nobody wants anything I've got. Which is fine because you're made of everything I'm not. If you're 5'5", then I'm 6'6". If you're 5'5", I'm 6'6". What if you're 5'5"?
I'm 6'6".
What's it like to be a hero chick if you're 5'5"? What's a little bit of a attack? Yeah!
I deny Jesus Christ the deceiver.
Hail! Satan!
The slightest, the future you're pricing. The lesson ain't clevering. All the money in the world can't buy me. Go ahead, lie to me. Tell me again how you're tortured. I wanna know how you followed your own it so well. You're full of shit. You had a dream, but this ain't it. If you're 5'5", I'm 6'6". If you're 5'5", I'm 6'6". If you're 5'5", I'm 6'6".
Are you prepared to serve our Lord Satan with your whole mind, body, and soul, permitting nothing to deter you from the furtherance of his will?
Yes.
As proof that you have purged your mind of all false teaching, you will now break this crucifix and throw the pieces from it.
All right. Well, I'm only half over, and I feel like I've told you enough about the show. What show? Well, I don't think I can tell you enough. It's the Radio Free Satan 6th anniversary show. And you might see this episode of Three Ring Radio as a infomercial almost, but it's really not because I haven't given you too much info. I'm just letting you know how excited I am. I'm drinking nice these nice highballs. I think that's the name. And they're good. You know, depending on the ginger ale you use, because I make and sell soda, the distributors give me these cool samples. And I had some like $3 bottles of 12-ounce bottles of ginger ale, like real high-end imported ginger ale I was using. That shit's kick-ass. And now I'm working on some cheaper ginger ale, and it's just the highball isn't so exciting. But the whiskey mixed with ginger ale is okay. I don't like to mix my whiskey, but I'm not going to say it's a faggy drink because it's not. It's nice. It's a nice manly drink. I'm not even manly. It's just a good drink. Yeah, so June 5th, we being Radio Free Satan, ring in the 666 holiday with Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve, or Satan's 666 Rockin' Eve. There you go. It's funny, I had a Amy came up with that line, and we're working it out, and she's telling me how it sounds better. It has to say Satan's 666 Rockin' Eve. And I'm explaining on posters, posters don't need to be grammatically correct or anything, even read right. They have to look right. So on the poster, the 666 has to break up Rockin' Eve. Because when I laid it out when I laid it on the computer, it almost looked like Rockin' Eve, like Eve Plummer. Some girl named Eve was rockin', you know. So it has to, on the poster, it has to say Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve. But saying it, sorry, I'm a, my fucking fat face is full of sugary goodness in my mouth, so I'm starting to get the spilkies. But saying it, you'd say Satan's 666 Rockin' Eve, and that is June 5th in Los Angeles at Zen Sushi. And I want everyone near there. I mean, if you're in fucking Colorado, you should be driving to California, to Los Angeles for this party. There's no reason in the world anyone on that side of the mountain can't get over there. Utah, wherever you are, right? You know, Las Vegas, get your ass to Zen Sushi, June 5th, 2006. Hang out with the staff of Radio Free Satan. Most all of us will be there. We're giving out it's the sixth anniversary for Radio Free Satan, and it happens to fall on the 666 holiday, which is, you know, Monday's the 5th, and we're going to bring it in like New Year's, get the joke, Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve. And at midnight, we'll toast the 666 holiday. And see, this is funny, but we have 24 hours of a 666 celebration. We kick it off, and the Church of Satan ends it with a high mass at midnight on the 6th. So, you know, we're down. We're ready. But the funny thing is, Radio Free Satan has an extra 6. See, we're going to be 6 on 666. And there's fucking Amy. She's got to get by my window and listen to while I'm recording. Amy has to hear it. She has to be right by the window and fucking breaking leaves because she's so cool. I'm looking out my window, and there's Amy creeping up on the fucking window. It's funny. Nah, she heard me, and she moved. Anyway, yeah, so we're like the fucking Spinal Tap of Satan, okay? We have one extra 6. See, 3 sixes wasn't enough for Radio Free Satan. We got the extra 6. You get it? We got the extra 6. That's why, you know, you need to travel and get to this show. I don't care where you're listening. If you're in fucking France, get a plane ticket. Get out there, because this is history. I know you might not think it is, but folks that are in reading these kind of history books that are into LaVey and into Satanism and into this stuff, you really need to come out. It's going to be a good time. I mean, you know, we're going to party like it's 666-6. See, we have 4 sixes. Oh, God. I got to put my fucking curtain up. Fucking Amy's got to distract me no matter what. She goes outside while I'm recording, and there she is fucking raking the leaves. I've got my curtains open in my office, and it's not that big of a distraction, though, I guess. It's nice to be able to look out a window and see trees and leaves. In Hammond, I used to see gunshots and people getting their heads beaten in against the curb, which isn't bad, but it's nice here. It's a novelty. Yeah, so have I told you everything? June 5th, Zen Sushi? Yeah, I guess I have. Let me shut this drape real quick. You just hold on. Can't get away. I can't get away from people. Even my wife. I'm here 24/7 with her. We work in the same house. We're always together. And when I get asked for 20 minutes alone, and there she is in my fucking window, in my sights, and has to fucking rake the leaves. Oh, God. I guess whose nightmare is it? It's really her nightmare. She ended up with me, and I'm an asshole. I'm really excited. I know I've told you I'm excited about this. We booked it into another club.
This is funny, I'll tell you. Some of the drama.
We originally had the show booked on the 6th. And you know, because we thought midnight, there's a lot of confusion over the midnight thing. Like, the Church of Satan ends theirs. They start their show, the Church of Satan show, which is Tuesday, June 6th. And I think they open the doors at 8 p.m. And they start that show on the 6th, and they end it at midnight. So a lot of people were confused about the dates. But the Church of Satan's High Mass in Los Angeles starts Tuesday around 8 p.m. and ends at midnight. Now, the Radio Free Satan, the party of all parties, that starts Monday, June 5th, and we bring in the 6th, and the Church of Satan takes it out. They're going to, you know, that ends it on the 7th. And I hear they have some pretty spectacular things planned. It's sold out. And I guess they're going to make a DVD of it, so everyone will be able to participate in the DVD. Sounds like a good time. But I'll probably be too worn out from the Radio Free Satan 6th anniversary at the Zen Sushi in there to do anything. And, you know, the good thing about Zen Sushi, I dig sushi. I like a nice white tuna. I like a nice salmon. And I like smoked salmon here and there, but salmon, tuna, white tuna, even the regular tuna or yellowfin, I mean. Yeah, I dig all kinds of sushi, though. But I don't get sushi. I think sushi's for pussies. I get sashimi. I just get the straight fish. I don't get the rice with it. You know, I ain't with white rice. It's garbage. It's a garbage. You know, it gives me headaches and what have you. So I'm down with sushi. So you can come down to the Radio Free Satan Bash on Tuesday the 5th and ring in the 6th, the 666 holiday. And have some sushi and then come out and meet the Radio Free Satan staff, get some free stuff. I know there's going to be a t-shirt company down there giving away t-shirts. I know Scara from Female Addictions, she's going to be giving away stuff in a giveaway bag. She's doing a goodie bag, by the way. So if anyone's interested in giving stuff away, if you can't make it and you're in a band, you might want to send Scara at Female Addictions 100 CDs or so, a couple hundred CDs. We can only fit in this building about 300 people, and we haven't announced any bands yet, and we've already sold half the tickets. So, folks, if you want to go to the Radio Free Satan 6th anniversary party, I have to tell you, you should get your tickets and get them quick. You can email me, Shane, at evilnow.com. You can email anyone at Radio Free Satan. I'm sure they'll get a hold of you, but there's maybe not anyone. Fuck anyone. Just email Shane at Evil Now, because I'm on it, and I'm the business part of that. Or you can go to the MySpace/ Radio Free Satan. That's our Radio Free Satan profile on MySpace. And you can always get a hold of Matt Paradise over at Purging Talon. .com. He's on top of things. He's a businessman as well. And he'll get you ticket information, how to get tickets. But I suggest you get them quick. I mean, you're getting the tip here, Radio Free Satan. This is your exclusive information before we announce it to the public, before Los Angeles hears about it. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You heard it. Before they hear it, before you get it. I mean, before they... This recording went off in the background, but it's sort of fun because it's all Satan. It's this good CD I have, Coven. And it's a satanic mass. So this might be what you hear on the 6th at the Church of Satan party. Who knows? I think I should probably leave you with a lot of this. I'll let it play in the background while I'm talking to you. Let me turn it up. Yeah. That's good. So, yeah, get a hold of Matt about tickets, because when Los Angeles hears about this, you know, when the posters go up and the ads go out, the show's going to sell out, I think. Maybe not. You know, never know. Maybe no one's interested in Satan, but Satanist and people in the Church of Satan, maybe it's not a joke. Let me turn that down a little. It's funny, huh? I'm all ready for the show. We got all this. I got all this Satan stuff going. I got Satan horns for Dick Clark. If he shows up, we're ready. This is gonna be a fun time. Yeah. What else? Oh, geez. A lot of giveaways. Porno. Oh, fucking A. The one thing I've been boring you with all the same info, but we've got the evilest of evil porno companies. We hear Extreme Associates is gonna show up with the pussy. Okay, they're bringing down the girls, the eye candy, and they're going to give away pornos to people that come in. So, I mean, you pay $9 to get in this show on Monday the 5th at Zen Sushi. You're going to see Mad Zane Society one. You're going to get a free porno. You're going to get a free T-shirt. You're going to get a free CD. You know, that's what Radio Free Satan listeners get. And, I mean, that's for fucking $9. And you get a Radio Free Satan CD, the 6th anniversary CD. So give me a fucking break. Tell your friends if you're not around. If you're jealous about that, don't be a hater. Don't be a hater. There's a lot of haters out there. You know, hate. Even in the satanic world, a lot of haters, believe it or not. I guess they're real haters, though. But this is the real deal. This is going to be a good time. And I know I've went on... Can you believe that someone's gone on for almost an hour telling you about one show and without giving you any information, any details? But Radio Free Satan, 6th anniversary. We're so evil. We have one extra 6 in the 36s. It's Radio Free Satan's 6th anniversary on June 6th, 2006. Add it up. 6, 6, 6, 6. It's just like Spinal Tap, but better. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to leave you with some of the satanic mass, because that's enough for this week. Tune in next week. I'll give you some more details. I'll have some interviews with some of the bigger acts that are playing. Well, Matt Zane's on the fucking station, so I'm not going to interview him. He's too busy talking about shitting like Jesus and shooting off in his face. Have you heard that guy's show? Why Do We Live? Go download it in the podcast section. It's disgusting. And he's playing the show. So let me tell you. We are throwing down with the lowbrow. We are throwing down. Radio Free Satan is the... See, we start the 666 holiday with T-shirts, jeans, heavy metal... Porno, we're going to have a pussy pumping, pecker raising, whiskey snorting, metal time, June 5th, Zen Sushi. And then the next night, the Church of Satan, you dress up, you got the suit and tie, you go there, high class, high end event, well behaved, and you close it out like that. So we bring it in, heathen like, okay, metal heathen, you know, it's all metal. Well, it's not all metal, we got punk rock, we got other stuff. I will talk to you right after the song.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? What I saw that night was real and not just fantasy. Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my woman staring back at me. 'Cause in my dreams, it's always there. The evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
Lagos, Ata, Caniolas, Samai, et famiolus. Haraya.
In nomine de nostre Satanas, Lucifere excelsis.
In tribo ad altere Satanas.
Ad Satanas qui laetifica gloria.
In the name of Satan, the ruler of earth, the king of earth, the chief of the serfs, I command the forces of darkness to bestow their infernal power upon us. Save us, Lord Satan, from the treacherous and the violent. Oh, Satan, spirit of the earth, God of liberty, open wide the gates of hell and come forth from the abyss by these names. Satan!
Satan!
Beelzebub!
Beelzebub!
Leviathan!
Leviathan!
Asmodeus!
Asmodeus!
Abaddon!
Abaddon!
Gloria Satanas, et Belial spiritui maloso. Sicurera in principi.
By our Lord Satan's bidding and schooled by his infernal ordinance, we make bold to say, Amen. Evil from us deliver, but temptation into not us lead, and us against trespass those forgive we as trespasses are us forgive, and bread daily our day this us give. Heaven in is it as earth on, done he will die. Come, kingdom thy, name thy be hallowed, heaven in art who, Father our. Children of my office, from high matters I spare time to preside over this gathering. By the favor of our Lord Satan, I have the power to grant your wishes, should it please me to do so. Waste no moment in unnecessary babbling, or you will incur my anger. Now, lift up your heads and tell me your desires. Who seeks entry here?
Hi, this is Ben of Penn and Teller. You're listening to Three Ring Radio, but I've been known to lie.
They're flat evil.
The evildoers are continuing to try to harm America and Americans.
The evildoers.
Hands of evildoers. There's no shadow of the world dark enough for them to kind of slither around in. There's a real threat. There are people who want to use death. They want to murder innocent lives.